Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. If my voice sounds a little crazy, you're not hearing things wrong. I am your host, Emily Francis, and we're in the middle of, in Malta, what it would be the rain season, which makes it very cold, windy, and quite humid. And cold, humid wreaks havoc on my system, and that's why my voice sounds so rough and raw. So my apologies, but you guys know my voice, and this is how we're playing today. Welcome to All About Healing. It's just almost spring. We're feeling it. We're feeling the effects. I don't know about you guys back in the United States, but I do remember the pollen was outrageous at springtime, and I do not miss that. I don't miss all the yellow and all that stuff that happens, but at the same time, here in Malta, we get brown rain from the Sahara Desert. So it's not pollen, but it's still, it wreaks havoc. Anyway, I hope you guys are all well. I'm excited for today's guest. We have Dr. Noah St. John. We've had him a couple times before. I love what he does, and he is the father of affirmations, and he is the mental health coach to the stars. We're having him back because we're still at the beginning stages of the new year, and I wanted to make sure that we're getting our intentions clear, kind of cleaning house, getting ready to jump into what could very well be the best year you've ever seen of your life. So, Dr. Noah, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you back.
It's great to be back with you, Emily. Great to hear your voice, and you sound fine to me.
Thank you. I can't believe how just rough and raw. It's like it's not, every day I'm like, it's never ending. But you know what? Life has been busier over here than ever before, and I don't think it's just me. But I definitely do feel that every day is, tomorrow I have an interview on my television stuff over here, and I had one on Monday, and my voice is just not catching up, not a lot of rest. But I did take the weekend. I canceled all of my plans and just chilled out, because we have to know when to step ahead, when to give yourself the break, when to play it smart. Because I knew I had a huge week coming up. I knew I had really amazing meetings happening and interviews on camera. And so I knew Saturday and Sunday, instead of doing the things that I had set out to do that were playtime, I cut it and just stayed in my pajamas with my kids, and we just took it easy. And I think that's really, really important that other people that are listening, when I say that it's been really busy, I also know how to stop and cut the brakes a little bit and go, you know what? We got to prepare ourselves. My voice didn't follow, but the rest of me did, and I felt much rested and ready for a big week so that I could tackle it in the best way possible. And that's where I'm at. And I'm assuming you're in that position as well, because you are a very busy man.
Well, you know, it's really nice, because right now I've set up my life and my business to where it's probably about 80% on autopilot right now. And when I say that, I mean, you know, a lot of people hire me to coach them, you know, whether it's one-on-one coaching or group coaching, to help them really get these automatic streams of income coming in. And I would say a good 80% of my revenues, you know, for my company, they're on autopilot, you know. So, for example, I've got two new books coming out this year. One of them we're going to talk about today, called The 12-Week Breakthrough. And, you know, it really is about helping people to get that breakthrough in their lives. And so we've got that. I've also got another new book coming out called The Seven-Figure Machine, helping people, you know, really put their income on autopilot. So I'm super excited about these two books, because it really is helping people to dial this in so that they can work less and still make a lot more?
You know, let's start at the very beginning, because I do think this is a very important conversation to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I am thrilled about your new books, and I cannot wait to talk about them more. And you are a big fan of the big figure, you know, income and helping people to get those seven-figure and eight-figure income. But let's talk about, I remember years ago, years and years, I got a hold of a book by Lawrence Bolt called How to Find the Work You Love. And honestly, that book for me was a game changer. What I want to know, what the beginning part is for the listeners, what is your, not just to get the massive income, but first, how to pivot and figure out what things you really want to do? Because in order to get that big income, you have to be all in, and you have to know which direction you're going. So let's start at the very, very first pivoting step. If you are listening to the show and you feel really stuck and you know that there's something bigger, better, but you're either terrified to take the step or you can't quite see it clearly, can you take us through your guidance to the very start, the questions to ask, the movements to make?
Absolutely. I mean, and that, I love that question, Emily, because so many people do come to me with that exact question is, you know, I hear about all these things. I see them online, on social media, and everybody's talking about make money online, and there's so much misinformation out there, so many fake gurus and you know, just bad, wrong information.
Yeah.
And it's awfully hard, really, to know who to trust. And it can be also really difficult when people have tried lots of different things. You know, a lot of people come to me after they've been burned by these gurus, you know, and they spent all this money and they don't have anything to show for it. So it's very, very frustrating. And I sure know what that feels like, because I spent over $500,000, you know, gave them all this money only to find out they can't teach their way out of a paper bag. So it really is frustrating for lots of people. So really that's where most of my books, and this is going to sound kind of funny, but most of my books really were born from frustration, which is like, man, how come I'm spending all this money and I'm not seeing any results, you know? Or how come I've gone to all these seminars, listened to all the gurus, read all the books, and I'm not where I want to be in life? So, you know, really, that's where I've written 25 books pretty much because of that frustration, because, of course, I'm not alone in that. Millions of people all around the world are feeling that way. And so, you know, the question is where do we start? So one of the things I like to look at, you know, when a client first comes to me, whether it's for one-on-one or group coaching, is we look at what I like to call the entrepreneurial yellow brick road. All right, so we all remember the Wizard of Oz, right, the yellow brick road, right? And so the point about being an entrepreneur, owning your own business, is there are stages along that yellow brick road, right? And, you know, it really, we talk about the different milestones that you hit along that yellow brick road to being an entrepreneur. So the first milestone, as funny as it sounds, is making your first dollar online. Now, for a lot of people, that sounds really silly and dumb. You're like, oh, come on, really? A dollar? What's a dollar? The dollar's not going to change your life. Well, actually, it will. It really does. I learned this from one of my very first mentors many, many years ago. And he taught me, he said, Noah, you know, if you make your first dollar, if you make $1 online, that means you can make two, and that means you can make 10, and that means you can make 100, and that means you can have that freedom lifestyle. That means you can own your own life. And so don't look down at that dollar. In other words, there's many people who come to me and they've never made a dollar online, even though maybe they spent lots of time and money trying all these different things, but they've really never made their first dollar. So getting that first dollar is the beginning of everything, and that is the beginning of your journey on that yellow brick road. The next milestone is when you make your first $10,000. Now we're talking some life-changing money, right? So, I mean, if you're making an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month, let's say you have a job right now, you know, you're working and you know, whether you love your job or you hate your job, you know, there's lots of people who love their job and lots of people who hate their jobs, right? But that's why a lot of people are looking for some extra income, right? They're looking for something they can do on the side. Maybe for, you know, folks who are older, they're nearing retirement age, and they're saying, hey, you know what, I just want to have enough money so I'm comfortable, you know, in my later years. And I'm like, that makes perfect sense, right? You don't want to be at the number one fear of people over 55 is they're going to outlive their money, you know, and that's a big, big fear for millions of older people around the world. And so making that first $10,000, well, if you're bringing in an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month, or $5,000 or $10,000 a month, I mean, we're talking life-changing money. I mean, that is where you can pay off your mortgage, you know, 5 or 10 years early. I mean, I was able to actually buy a new home here in Northeast Ohio in February of 2020, and I was able to pay off the mortgage 27 years early. So getting that off your back is huge, huge, huge. I mean, just so, I mean, I literally saved over $1.1 million in interest alone by being able to do that, you know. So people, that again, as I was saying, that's life-changing money. So that's the second milestone. Then we look at when you want to look at the next milestone would be making your first $100,000 online. Okay, now we're talking total life change, right? I mean, we're talking just, wow. I mean, now you can go on vacations wherever you want in the world. You can take your whole family. You can go on cruises. You can go to Hawaii, you know, wherever you want to go. You know, I've been able to do all of these things, and my clients have too. You know, and that's one of the things that I want people to realize is when you go to a lot of these gurus or you listen to them, their only success story is themselves. You know, when they're talking, all you hear about is, well, I've made all this money. And my argument to that is always, well, that's great for you. What about me? Have you helped anyone else? I mean, if you're only talking about yourself, then you don't really have a system. And so, you know, talking about this milestone I was talking about, you know, like to go on vacations or traveling. I mean, I love seeing pictures of my clients. They send me pictures of their vacations. You know, they're going to the Grand Canyon. They're going to Hawaii, whatever it is. They say, hey, Noah, you know, we wouldn't be here if not for what you taught us. And that is the greatest feeling in the world, right, to know that you really changed someone's life. And that is so awesome. And then the final, you know, or the fourth milestone that we look at is when you made your first $1 million online. So I want people to realize that no matter where you are on that yellow brick road, that entrepreneurial yellow brick road, there are different things you have to put into place. But the most important thing is that you just start. You have to just begin, you know. And because W. Clement Stone had a really great quote. He said, the greatest barrier to wealth is not a mindset issue. It's not resources, it's not where you were born, it's delay. So the way I like to say it is procrastination is the assassination of your destination. And so what so many people do, and this is, you know, one of the big things that I work on with people, is just helping them to not procrastinate. Don't put off your dreams.
Yes. Now, I'm going to take the other side of this, and this is why. I just was reading this article yesterday from Reddit. You know that Reddit article that's Am I the A-hole? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but I get it. I mean, I understand about Reddit, so I get the point there. Yeah, go ahead.
So Reddit has this huge thing called Am I the A-hole? And people write in, and they get just massive responses. And it really made me start thinking, and here's why. Yesterday's was, it was a husband saying to the wife, before you start reading the article, that I was telling her, that he was telling her, she would be much better used in their home if she would clean the kitchen or put some of that time to use into being at home and present and cleaning and whatever. And so the headline was such a grabber, you know, because it was like, oh, this guy's such a jerk, telling the wife, you know, get to cleaning or whatever. But then when I read the article, basically what he said was that he makes enough money that she stays home with very young children and that she wanted to have a side gig. And so she decided she was going to become a momfluencer. And that the first thing she started doing was postpartum fitness. And the guy was like, first of all, she doesn't know anything about fitness, so it was a colossal flop because she doesn't know anything about what she's trying to sell. And then she went into another thing of like, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and now, oh, then she started telling her life story and opening up to where she's overly personal and trying to get people to follow her. And after 2 years of constant every day posting on Instagram, trying to become an influencer, but it's just been a a strategically terrible flop, and she hasn't been able to get it going. And so he said to her, you know, you're missing so much time with the kids because you're constantly on Instagram. You're constantly on your phone. You're not around the kids, but yet you're a stay-at-home mom with the kids, and your time would be more valued being of service to this house. And so obviously she was upset, but I can so see both sides, because part of me says, if she's so faithful and posts every single day for these 2 years, even though she's picked, I think she's picked things that she's not a person to go to. If you don't know anything about fitness, don't become the fitness influencer because you don't have anything to show, even if you might have a nice body. And I don't know. I don't know what this girl looks like. But I was thinking about, you have that half where sometimes you're working really hard and you don't see results until a certain breakthrough. But then there's the other part that goes, but look at how many people have wasted this valuable, precious time because they're just chasing anything they can think of trying to do the cash grab. So, like, when you hear both sides of that story, what is your immediate thought to somebody who's trying really hard to make that money online?
I love this question, Emily, because I get this all the time. People come to me and they say, hey, no, you know, you've written all these books, and I want to write a book, and I know exactly the next sentence out of their mouth. And I say, oh, what's your book about? And they always say, oh, it's about my life story. And I always,
yeah,
you know, I know exactly what they're going to say, and you know what I'm going to say. And what I'm going to say to everybody out there who's listening to this, who might be thinking about that, is nobody cares. Nobody cares about your life story. Unless your name is Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton, or you all are already a celebrity. Nobody cares about your life. We all have a life story. And see, this is another thing that the gurus are so guilty of, and I can't stand that they do this. They say, everybody, they literally will say, everybody wants to hear your life story. No, they don't. No, they don't. We don't care. Nobody cares about your life story unless you make your life story applicable to me, meaning your target market. Okay, that's the thing they never tell you. So they're literally telling all these people out there exactly what, you know, your story that you shared. And so I would be coaching this woman. I would show her why she's doing it wrong. I would help her fix it, you know, because she's just literally doing it all wrong, you know. So there's certain – by the way, I'll just mention another thing. You talked about the fact that she was posting every day, posting content, whether it's, you know, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, whatever. That is so wrong. So wrong. That is a terrible thing to do. You don't need to do it. There is so much content out there. We are drowning in content. And so it used to be, and this is what the gurus all said, content is king. No, it is not. Not anymore. Maybe back in 2006, content was king. But, oh, my God, is that dead. So dead. So you've got to have a strategic approach, which, of course, I teach my clients, a strategic approach to content. I only post maybe, you know, two times a day. But, I mean, of course, I have a team that does it for me. And if you're saying, well, that's great. No, I don't have the money. I can't afford that. I get it. But my point to all of you listening, if you're thinking about becoming an influencer, number one, you don't need to post every day. You don't need to be Gary Vee. Gary Vee is famous for saying, you need to do 64 pieces of content a day. Oh, Gary. And he's a dear friend of mine, by the way. I love Gary. He's a brilliant guy. The problem is that we're not Gary Vee. I'm not Gary Vee. Nobody else is Gary Vee. You know, he's a brilliant guy, but he got there at the beginning. Okay, so we can't go back in time. We've got to deal with what we have. Now, you could do really, really well with just two or three great content pieces per week. That's all you need to do, number one. And number two, you really do need to pick your platform. You know, it would be smart for all of you who are wanting to do this. Pick your platform. If you're great on TikTok, do TikTok. If you're great on YouTube, no. So, for example, for me, I chose YouTube. YouTube is the one that I'm doubling, tripling down on, because when I'm talking to people on the phone or, you know, doing breakthrough consultations with them, I'll always ask them, where'd you hear about me? 9 out of 10 people say, oh, I saw you on YouTube. So I'm like, okay, that's what we call a clue. So I'm doubling, tripling down on YouTube, and these are just a few of the things that you can do. And by the way, I do see both sides of that argument, but I would really help that woman to do it right so that she can spend more time with her kids and still make more money.
Because I do think, I love your answer, actually. Because I do think that I have another person that I know that every 6 months, maybe a year, they're onto something new. They did the multi-level marketing for the essential oils, and then it's the be-all, end-all, mm-hmm. and then they're selling some other products, and then other, mm-hmm. other. And you're watching them, and you're like, you know, I'm never going to listen to anything you say because I watch you change jobs.
Right,
or
exactly.
switch the product that you're selling, you know, and they're so adamant about the product, you know, they're so into it. And then 6 months later, you see them with something totally different, and you're like, I have lost all respect for whatever it is you're pushing because I know that. Because for me, you have to mean it. It cannot just be a money-making source. If it's not really something that you're passionate about or that the reason that you write so many books and the reason that I have 6 books out is because we have dedicated our life to our study and our purpose. There is a reason that you can put it into a book. And Dr. Noah, what you said about people not wanting to hear your story, it is so funny that you said that because I used to want to write something to that effect, and I remember meeting with my literary agent in New York with all of his authors. So he had a huge author platform thing, and as many as could come went to New York. He said, please understand, if you're even thinking about some sort of memoir or autobiography, unless you're a celebrity, nobody cares. Exactly what you said. He said, nobody is interested in your story because so many people have a great story. But honestly, if you didn't break out or become famous or create some huge thing out of it, then what's the story to be told? Now, before you answer me more, we got to take a quick commercial break. But I love that you said basically verbatim what my agent said to me. We'll take a quick commercial break, but don't worry. Dr. Noah St. John is with us, and we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. If you're just tuning in or you're tuning in for the first time, I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we are in March, which makes us 6 years of hosting this show. So welcome. And I cordially invite you to return or to reach out to me and let me know other subjects and people that you'd like for me to interview. We have Dr. Noah St. John on the line with us. He is the father of affirmations. He's the mental health coach to the stars. He has over 20 books out, all best-selling books, and he has a new book, and we're jumping into it now, The 12-Week Breakthrough, How to Go from Stuck to Unstoppable, explained in plain English. So let's start with 12weekbreakthrough.com, and that's 12, like 1-2. 12weekbreakthrough.com, and you can get a free copy. What? Is that you?
Yes, you heard it. You heard it right. Yes, a free copy. Correct.
Wait a minute. Okay, see, all of a sudden I started thinking, oh my gosh, he just meant for that for me. He's not meaning that for people. But you really mean that out loud?
I mean it out loud. Yes, we're telling the world. Yes, it's a free copy. My new book. Yep, it's called The 12-Week Breakthrough, as you said, and the website, just like it sounds, 12weekbreakthrough.com. Yeah, and it's free.
Okay, that's awesome. All of a sudden, I started thinking, oh, no, I'm in trouble. I just put my foot in it because I just read this out loud, and it's not supposed to be. Okay, that's amazing. So it is. You can get a free copy at 12weekbreakthrough.com. So let's start with what inspired you to write and to offer it for free to help create your 12-week breakthrough, and what's the significance of 12?
Well, you know what's really nice, and I love that question too, Emily. What's nice about the 12-week breakthrough is, number one, I've helped people do this over and over and over and over again for the last 20-plus years, number one. So I know it is possible. I mean, I've seen it. I've helped people do it. Number two, it's really nice because if you look at a calendar year, there are four 12-week, you know, time frames. There's four quarters, right? And that's about 12 weeks. And so we can really break up the year into four 12-week quadrants or phases. And so, you know, as you mentioned, you know, right now we're ending up or finishing up the first quarter of 2024. And so it's a really, really nice time to evaluate, reevaluate, because as you know, and I'm sure as most people listening know, so many people set New Year's resolutions, and then, of course, they go by the wayside. By the way, this is something I've been teaching my clients not to do for years, is do not set New Year's resolutions for a number of reasons. But, you know, because people just aren't taught how to do it right. And so, you know, what happens is the gyms are full on January 2nd, and by January 30th, they're empty again. You know, that's just an example of the fact that, you know, we're not taught how to actually change our habits, which is something I've written a lot of books on. So for this book, The 12-Week Breakthrough, it really is about helping people with their inner game and their outer game. And more importantly, it's helping people break through what I call income ceiling syndrome. So this is something that I've also been helping people do for many, many years, which is break through their income ceiling. And what does income ceiling syndrome mean? Well, the symptoms of income ceiling syndrome basically mean that if you keep hitting the same level of income, you know, in your business, in your job, and whatever it might be, you know, like for years and years and years. So, for example, you know, a lot of people have, they feel caged. You know, it's like there's invisible bars that are holding them back. It's limiting your financial growth. It even limits your personal freedom. And no matter how hard you push or how many goals you set, you just seem to feel caged, you know, in that limiting space, that limiting beliefs. And then, you know, there's also symptoms like having low self-worth or fear of the future or just having a lot of anxiety and resentment and things like that. So it really is to, first of all, help people to, number one, understand income ceiling syndrome, and then, of course, give you the reader, you know, the strategies so that you can break through your own income ceiling and have what I like to call hockey stick growth. So what happens with the income ceiling is you're going along at a certain level, and then when you start to employ my systems, my strategies, whether it's inner game or outer game, then you really get to have that hockey stick growth. I'll give you an example. One of my clients, Stephen, came to me, and he's he was already in his business, you know, doing well, but he just kept hitting that income ceiling, and he actually joined my group coaching program, my high-level coaching program, and in 12 weeks, we were able to increase his business by 800%. 800% in 12 weeks. So we have so many stories and examples and case studies like that, and that's what's really exciting, is to see that kind of hockey stick growth in a very short amount of time.
Wow. An 800% increase.
Mm-hmm.
And that that's makes right. it worth it. That certainly makes it worth it to hire and to look at why you would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. So first of all, the coaching program, I kind of want to break down. If somebody were listening to this and they thought, I want to call this guy, I want him to coach me, do you have different packages or amount of time that you work with people, or how does your coaching program work?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have one-on-one and group coaching. So for the one-on-one, that's for people who are making six figures and up. So that's because I only have room for five one-on-one clients at any given time because of the way that I have chosen to have my lifestyle. In other words, you know, I like to work and then not work. So I don't like to work all the time. And so therefore, because there's only room for five one-on-one clients at any given time, and right now there's actually only two spots available because I have three one-on-one clients right now. And so that is for business owners, entrepreneurs who are really already at that six figures and above level, because, you know, you're getting one-on-one time with me for a minimum of 6 months to a year. And so just as an example, and I think I've shared this story on your show before, but for the folks who haven't heard, I was talking with one of my clients named Charles, and I asked him, how much do you think this is costing you if we don't fix this problem? You know, we're talking about income ceiling and head trash and all the things I talk about, and he said $1 million. He said, no, if I don't fix this problem, I'm easily going to lose out on $1 million in the next 12 months. I said, well, why don't you just give me 10% of that million, and I'll find you $1 million in the next 12 months. So he, in other words, if you give me $1 and I give you $10 back, is that a good deal? He goes, well, yeah, that's a good deal. So he did that. He paid me $100K, which is 10% of $1 million, and I coached him one-on-one. We did one-on-one coaching for a year, and in that space of time, as it turns out, I didn't find him $1 million in 12 months. Instead, I found him $1.8 million in just 12 months, in just 10 months, $1.8 million in 10 months. So he gave me a dollar, I gave him $18 back. And he also said that he was able to take 7 weeks off. He bought a new RV with all the, you know, money that he had now. He said, and he took 7 weeks off, a 7 week vacation with his wife, drove around the country in an RV. He said, this is a dream I've had for years, but I've never had the time or the money to do it. So it was his dream come true. And that's how the one-on-one works. And then we have the group coaching, which starts at 6 weeks, which is called the Inner Game Breakthrough. And I help you really break through with your inner game. And then a 12-week program called the 12-week Breakthrough, where we work on your outer game. So we can certainly talk about more how that looks, but
all of that
you can go to breakthroughwithnoah.com and learn more about those different programs. Breakthroughwithnoah.com.
And that's Noah, N-O-A-H, for anybody who's listening. Breakthroughwithnoah.com. We'll be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. We have Dr. Noah St. John on the line with us. I'm going to give you two websites you can look for. It's 12weekbreakthrough.com, not the, so 12, number 1, number 2, 1, 2. 12weekbreakthrough.com for a free copy of his latest book, and then also breakthroughwithnoah.com if you're looking for coaching. Now, Dr. Noah, you said a quick word while you were answering about the coaching program. You said the word head trash.
Yes.
I have a good idea what that is, but let's go into that. What's head trash?
So this is something I've written a lot of books about, and that is your head trash. And why is that? Well, because your head trash is one of the main things that's responsible for your income ceiling that I was talking about a moment ago. Right? So when you look at all the things that most people are frustrated by, what are people frustrated by? Oh, I'm not making the money I want. Oh, I don't have the love in my life. Oh, I don't have the body I want, or I don't have the health or the relationships I want. I mean, all of these things are frustrating for people, right? They're frustrations that they have. But what I've realized over, you know, over two decades of coaching people and helping people make a lot of money and lose weight and find love and all these different things, I realized that one of the main reasons for all of these outer frustrations, it really comes down to, it boils down to this one simple concept that I call your head trash. So what is head trash? Head trash is the voice in your head that says, I can't do it because. Right? So for everyone listening to the program, think about your goals, right? Think about your goals for the, let's just say the next 12 months, right? Keep it simple. So what are the things that you want? Well, you know, people say, well, no, I want to make more money. I want to grow my business. I want to write a book. I want to lose weight. I want to be happy. I want to find love. Right. Again, all these things that we all want are, you know, I want to go on fun vacations. I want to travel with my family and so on and so on. So all these things. Okay, great. So write those down. But then here's what, and everybody talks about this, right? Everybody says, oh, set your goals, set your goals. I've heard that a million times. But here's what they don't tell you. And this is one of the reasons I've written all these books, because of what they don't tell us. And what they don't say is, what is the very next thing that happens after you set that goal? And for so many people, for the majority of people, the very next thing that happens is they think or they believe, I don't think I can do it. Right? So you just set the goal. I want to make more money. I want to grow my business. I want to lose weight. I want to go on vacations. I want to do all these things. But I don't think I can do it. And then the key is, why? Why can't you do it? Well, I don't have the money. I can't afford it. Oh, I don't have the time. My spouse won't let me do it. Oh, I'm too busy. You know, my kids, I'm divorced. I'm a Martian. Whatever it might be, right? And we have so many excuses of why we can't do the things that we say we want to do. But here is the key for everyone listening. Here is the key that I have seen that unlocks everything. And that is, you always make yourself right. You always make yourself right. We humans have an infinite capacity to make ourselves right. And what does that mean? It means if you set a goal, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, okay, I want all these things. And then you say to yourself, but I can't do it because. guess what's going to happen? You're going to make yourself right. You know, there's an old saying that's attributed to Henry Ford, and he is credited as saying, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. Now, with all due respect to Mr. Ford, I've updated that phrase. I've updated that saying, and here's how I say it. And that is, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you make yourself right. You make yourself right. Meaning, I want to grow my business. I want to make more money, but I can't do it because I don't have the money, because I can't afford it, because I don't have the time. And guess what's going to happen? You're right. And so one of the things that I am known for helping my clients with over all these years, is helping people to take out the very thing that is, in fact, holding you back from getting the things that you want. And I have, you know, a thousand stories about that or case studies. But that really is the one problem that's causing all your other problems. Just like my client Charles I told you about earlier, that was the one problem. The one problem was, in fact, that head trash. Now, it's not enough to just say, oh, well, just believe in yourself. That's what everybody says. If it was that easy, then everybody would be rich, happy, and thin. No, it's not that easy. You don't just say, oh, I believe in myself now. No, you don't. I mean, maybe you do, but you probably don't. So there's a systematic approach that, you know, I happened to discover 25 years ago that enables people to, number one, identify their head trash, number two, take out their head trash, and number three, get that hockey stick growth I was telling about.
You know, I love that. And the whole you make yourself right is so true. And it made me think, I had this, you know, I have flashes of thought when people, when I'm doing this show. And it made me think, I'm 49 now, and I have been on my path for a long, long time as far as kind of unwavering. And I feel like when you start out, you have imposter syndrome and people tell you to fake it till you make it, which I fully disagree with. I don't actually believe you should fake it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that actually when you build whatever it is, your brand or who you are or your knowledge base, whatever it is you're standing on, when you build it enough to feel solid under your feet, you don't have to fake it till you make it. You have earned whatever those chops are. And maybe it's not everything all at once. Maybe it's not the money and the this, all of it. But I do know that I used to feel really insecure to say I'm a writer. And now I feel very comfortable 6 books in saying I'm an author. You know, what do? I write books. I'm an author. I do this. I used to kind of skirt around, or I would mention, I do this, and I do this, and I do this. And then you get a little bit more focused, and you build yourself into a place that you do make yourself, whether you believe you can or you can't. But I also think some of that is because you've worked at it enough to finally own some of that. I mean, does that fit into that idea?
Oh, absolutely, and I totally agree with you, Emily. I hate that fake it till you make it, and I've been teaching against that for many, many years. But that is the dumbest, stupidest advice, you know, that the gurus do. Or, well, it's right up there because they give a lot of bad, dumb advice.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I get the point, though. I get what they're trying to say, which is that a lot of people don't believe in themselves. So if you don't believe in yourself, just pretend you believe in yourself. I'm like, that is so dumb. Why don't we just see what they never do is they never tell you how to actually believe in yourself. So what I did is, because the thing is they always say, well, the secret to success is you got to believe in yourself. So I'm sitting in the back of the room listening to these guys. I'm going, you know, and this was, you know, many years ago. I'm sitting in the back of the room going, but I don't believe in myself. What am I supposed to do? You know? And that's where most people are. I mean, I've realized over the years that that's where most people are. Most people are like, well, I don't really believe in myself that much. And so like you were talking about imposter syndrome and so forth. So that is, you know, one of the ways that it shows up. So, you know, what I realized is I've got to figure out how the heck do these people actually believe in themselves? How do you do that? And so I actually created that system, a formula, a framework, so that a person, you know, like me, you had no self-esteem. I mean, when I was in high school, I had Coke bottle glasses, a face full of acne, and I didn't have shoulder length hair. I had shoulder width hair. I had zero self-esteem, couldn't get a date to save my life, you know, and I mean, I was just afraid to talk to girls, and, you know, it was awful. So, you know, if somebody like me can, you know, believe in myself and have self-esteem, of course, I ended up marrying a gorgeous, you know, former head cheerleader, so, I mean, I did pretty well, you know. If somebody like me can do it, that means anybody can do it.
But you earned it. You built it.
Right. That's right.
So we have one more segment left, guys. So don't worry. We're keeping Dr. Noah on the line. Emily's Energy Corner is coming up next.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Emily's Energy Corner time, which just means it's a little bit more loose over here, but really nothing changes because it's kind of loose the whole time. And I love having Dr. Noah on. This is why he's been on this show several times, because I feel inspired when I leave the show. I feel really inspired, and it makes me, like I just said, like it took me years to kind of earn. I didn't have self-confidence, but a lot of it was because I didn't earn where I wanted to be. And then you start to get on that path because you keep showing up. You keep showing up for the same goal, whatever that is, over and over and over. And I do think that that is what can make the imposter syndrome go away, because I don't want to fake it at all. I want to be as open and as real, but I worked hard for who I am becoming. I've earned her. It's not a fake place anymore, and that changes the mindset exponentially, as you know and teach. Now, here's the last part that I want to really go over with you, Dr. Noah. You mentioned this. You talk about unconscious habits of highly successful people. And I want you to tell me what you mean, and then I have more questions on that.
So very briefly, what I realized over 25 years ago is that highly successful people are doing things unconsciously that they don't even know they're doing, number one, and therefore, number two, they can never teach it to you. So everybody, you know, there's lots of books and teachers out there talking about habits, right? And, you know, you got to have these habits and all that great stuff. The problem is, how come so many people have read those books and they're not successful? What I realized that's different is, it's one thing to teach conscious habits that highly successful people are doing, but what's holding most people back is they don't know, because no one's ever taught them, about the unconscious habits of highly successful people. So really, that's what I've been teaching for over 25 years, is the unconscious habits, what highly successful people do unconsciously. So I call them the power habits of unconsciously successful people. And if you, you know, go to Amazon and just type in my name, you'll see, you know, we have books on power habits and things like that. But that's really what it comes down to. And really, that's the basis of my inner game breakthrough, as well as the 12-week breakthrough, is helping people to, well, teaching people these unconscious habits that highly successful people are doing that they're totally unconscious of. And that's why they're not really very helpful, these gurus, because they're already there. And they're like saying, well, what's wrong with you idiots? And we're like, well, we're trying to do what you said. We did it. We set our goals. How come that's not enough? And they're like, well, just believe in yourself. But I don't believe in myself. You see what I mean? Anyway, so what I do, and I think what makes me different, is that I talk about these things that really other people are either afraid to talk about or maybe even too scared to talk about. And I bring them out in the open, and that's one of the things that helps people a lot.
So bringing it out in the open, what is one that, what's one that you're thinking of right now that you offer in the books? Like, what is an unconscious habit that you've noticed?
Well, one of the things is what you mentioned earlier in your introduction is I am known as the father of affirmations. And just very briefly, you know, an affirmation is what we all know. We've heard it a million times, a statement of something you want to be true. Like, I'm happy, I'm rich. And your brain goes, no, you're not. And so what I invented over 25 years ago is this method that I call the affirmations method, A-F-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N-S, affirmations. And you can just Google that or go to affirmations.com. But anyway, it's about using empowering questions that as opposed to statements. So this is one of the things that highly successful people are doing that they don't even know they're doing and therefore they can't teach it to you, is they're actually using my affirmations method without knowing it. So I, of course, teach it so that everybody can do it consciously and ask empowering questions like, why am I so happy? Why am I so healthy? Why am I always in the right place at the right time? Why am I doing the right things with the right people? When you ask empowering questions, it literally changes your unconscious thought patterns that you have, and that's one of the ways that I'm able to help people identify and take out their head trash very, very quickly.
I love that. Now I'm going to take it to a different part, and I'm thinking of Tony Robbins or people like him. What I've noticed, and I'm not around, you know, a lot of these motivational speakers or different things like this, but what I've picked up or realized is the busier that we are, the more we put into our schedule to make sure we're prepared for it. So what I mean by that is, on the busiest days, I somehow find time to work out because I need to. Or I somehow find time to eat a better meal because I don't want to show up and feel sugary or starving or weak, right? So I think that a lot of people that are successful, that are highly successful, are very regimented without necessarily thinking, okay, I have to lose weight. It's not this concept. Anymore. I think they transform into a different intention of what they're doing and why. So because this is all about healing, what are some in that regard, so not just the way they speak to themselves, but physical habits that you feel like increase or happen when people become highly successful?
Well, you just said it. I mean, I love how you put that, because what you deem important is what happens every day. So many people have the excuse of, I don't have the time. Oh, I want to make more money. I want to grow my business. I want to write a book, but I don't have the time. Meanwhile, I can come into your life and find 1 to 3 hours per day that you're just completely wasting. And that's one of the things that I do with my clients, is realize it, helping them realize, well, wait a minute. If you say you don't have time, you're lying to yourself, because you, me, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Richard Branson, we all have the same 24 hours in the day. So there's no such thing as I don't have the time. When you say that, you're lying to yourself. And that's one of the things when I tell people that, when I share that with my clients, they go, wow, I never even thought of that. Like one of my clients who's in my 12-week breakthrough program right now, I taught him this concept just literally 2 weeks ago, and he 10X'd his online sales in 2 weeks. He 10X'd. He literally increased them by a factor of 10 just by implementing this one simple concept of realizing, wait a minute, if I say I don't have the time, I'm lying to myself. So realize that you have so much more power. Everybody listening has so much more power than you've been telling yourself, and I want you to take that power back so that you can really own your life and have that 12-week breakthrough.
You know, I want to jump, since we actually still have a couple more minutes. I was always under the impression, this is just a personal side for me, because you mentioned the Coke bottle glasses and the acne and all that. I was the cheerleader, and I was always the exercise and fitness enthusiast and aerobic director and teacher and kickboxing, all that stuff. And people outside of myself drilled into my head that I could only be successful if I had a certain weight or body, that if I could keep it. And it was constant. So the more that I exercised, or the more in shape, the more people felt very invited to talk about my body, even though I was never, ever soliciting their advice, ever. I actually hate the conversation. Hate it. It still triggers me to no end, and I don't look like that anymore. But it's interesting to me because I've had so many people along the way tell me that I could not be on TV unless I lost weight, or I have to keep this kind of body, or get back to yoga, or do whatever. I'd be so hot if I'd lose 20 pounds. And this was, I weighed, I don't know, 120 pounds at the time. And I remember saying to them, I don't want to be 100 pounds. I would look gross. Like, I was actually getting really happy with my body, and yet always men would decide to tell me what they think I should look like. And now, all these years later at 49, when I never thought about being on TV, I've been offered a little media television show. And I'm doing these interviews on camera for over here in Malta. And it is such a game changer that are not directly related to a number of any kind. Do you have any, we only have a minute left, but is there any advice or anything positive you could throw out that maybe other people are listening and need?
Well, I love your example, and you're setting a great example for all the amazing women out there, and I love your story, and I love your example. And yeah, it's for me and for what I do, it's all about giving people their power back, helping them take their power back, which is what you're a great example of, Emily.
Thank you so much. Dr. Noah St. John, you guys, go to 12weekbreakthrough.com right now. Get your free copy of the book. If you're looking for coaching, go to breakthroughwithnoah.com. Dr. Noah, I hope to have you back in a couple months, maybe quarterly. And those of you that are listening now, make it a great week.